I was doing pretty good till brother said he was on his way to his seat, and then it hit me, and I'm not doing so well anymore, but I'm grateful, absolutely grateful. I was here with yesterday when Durant made mention of standing behind the sacred desk and opening up the Word of God, and I absolutely do not take it lightly. I believe the Word of God is so relevant. When you open the book and read the pages, it's as if God himself steps out of his balcony and speaks to us. I believe that. I believe it is the Word of God. But I am thankful. I love Brother Steve and this camp meeting. I didn't used to come to camp meeting. Then I got saved. And I haven't been able to stay away. And I claim just to be a Jesus preacher. I cannot preach enough about him. And I find him on every page. I look for him intently. And I love preaching about our Lord. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5 and verse 35. Very familiar text. And I won't be bringing anything new, I'm sure. But I hope it'll encourage your hearts. The Bible says in verse 35, "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why makest ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked. The damsel arose and walked. She was of the age of 12, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and he commanded them something should be given her to eat. Thank you, and you may be seated. I ask the Lord to bless the reading. In 1990, NASA launched a project called the Galileo Mission, where the famed Hubble telescope took pictures of the Jupiter's moon. This name of this moon is called Europa. With new technology in 2014, these pictures have been remastered and re-released, and scientists discovered a vast network of underground water system, frozen water system. They showed great interest in searching these waters and taking samples of these waters and searching for what they call sure signs of life. But even if they were to find some living organism or something like that on that planet, it would not have been sure signs of life this morning, but it would have been sure signs of death. For we look at life all around us and we understand as soon as something starts to live, it starts to die. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." According to the Word of God, there are no sure signs of life apart from the everlasting and eternal life found in the Lord Jesus. I want us to look at this little girl as she lays a dying in our text, and I want us to consider what happens in her life as she encounters the Lamb of God, as we look at sure signs of life. As a review on the way to the message, we are met by this man by the name of Jairus over there in verse 20 or 22, something like that. And before the Bible even tells us his name, the Bible tells us that he is a ruler of the synagogue. This would mean that this man was used to giving the commands. He would have a number of people below him to take care of the tabernacle, and he would have been giving them commands, and they would go do this, and they'd go do that. This man would have all the power and be well able to take care of things. Hey, but we see in the text that he's been met with a problem and with an issue that he has no control over, and our hearts can be encouraged about what we see Jesus do in this predicament. The Bible says that he went with him. Hey, I'm glad when I make a mess of things. Hey, when I mess everything up, and hey, when I've got issues and problems in which I can't control, I'm glad mercy and grace will follow me up. I'm glad the Bible says that he'd never leave me nor forsake me. Hey, when my life's a mess, hey, I'm glad Jesus will go with me in the way. But on our way to this very intense scene with Jairus, the Lord stops on the wayside there to deal with this little woman with the issue of blood. Hey, this ain't Jairus' plan, I'm sure. Hey, this ain't what he wants to happen. He's a-wondering why the Lord's not a-coming on and why the Lord's not a-hurrying. Hey, but we can realize in this situation that God can control this predicament just as good as he controlled this one. And he can do it all at the same time, praise God. Hey, I don't know what your problem is this morning. Got some of my own, but I'm glad God's in control of every one of them. Hey, and if you're saved by the grace of God, Jesus has his hand on your problem, and he's a looking your way, thank God. We're met by this woman. It's very interesting. We see that all of our problems as Christians, all of our problems and all of our issues across at the feet of Jesus. Isn't it interesting that these two problems meet at the very same place? He is the binding agent that binds all of life's problems together. He's the only one you can run to. Hey, when your house is falling in, hey, maybe you're young and sick, or he's got one out there in sin. Hey, he's the only one you can run to in your time of need. Amen. Lastly, as he cared and controlled and cured this woman with the issue of blood, we see in our Lord right in the middle of all that, he's a curing and controlling this other issue. But we see in our text that Jairus still has a problem. Verse 35 tells us Jairus still has a problem. Verse 36 tells us his problem's getting worse. Or verse 35 tells us his problem's getting worse. The Bible says that he's met by this servant, and the servant tells him that his son or his daughter is now dead. Oh my, his problem has not been cured at all. It's gotten worse. Have your problems ever gotten worse this morning? Hey, does it ever not turn out the way you think it ought to be? But I see there the only help he ever gets is what happens in verse 36 when the Lord God himself opens up his mouth and begins to speak. There in verse 36, I thank God. Hey, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Hey, in your problems and in your issues, oh, the only help you can get is when you sit down and open up the bread of life and you begin to read in the Word of God. And I'm glad sometimes when it hops off the page and buries inside of your heart, hey, the only help you can get this morning is to run to the Word of God and ask him to speak to you. Amen. But right before we get into the text, we see Jesus is met by this tumult. And friend, I'm sad to say it no longer, and I've been pastoring. I've already met this crowd. This tumult, they were public mourners. They would have been paid for mourning at a funeral. They would go and they would weep and wail loudly. That was their job. And I'm sad to say it. Hey, I've already met this crowd down there at the house of God. Hey, they don't want nothing to do with what God's doing. They don't want nothing to do with the life that he's bringing to the church. Hey, we got people getting saved down there at the house of God. And we got people leaving saying they're not getting fed. Hey, they ain't crying. They're just crying about what's not going on or what the preacher's doing. Look at what the Lord does. Hey, they have to stay outside. I don't want to be one of those, church. Hey, I want to be with one of those that goes on the inside with Jesus. Hey, I don't know. You can sit on the sidelines if you want to. Hey, but I'm going to get behind the preacher, and I'm going to be a her and hold up his hands and help him. Amen. But we're looking at sure signs of life. Not the tangible life that we see around us, but the only life, the life that is given by the Lord Jesus. First of all, I want us to notice in this little girl's life that when he spoke, she heard him. She's stone cold dead. But when he spoke, she heard him. I want us to see very quickly In verse 40, Jesus comes to the house of Jairus. He is invited in by this man named Jairus into the ruler of the synagogue's house. Christ was a guest in this man's house. Hey, but not very long did he become a guest. Hey, he turned into the host. I say that to say this. Hey, if you're going to ask Jesus into your heart, if he's going to come and dwell in your house, hey, he's going to call the shots. Hey, he's not going to share the throne with nobody or nothing. Hey, he's going to call the shots. He's going to fly the plane. He's going to do it all. Hey, because it's all about him this morning. Hey, if he's going to dwell in your heart this morning, hey, he's going to do what he wants to do. Be good just to let him. But I want us to notice this morning, when he spoke, she heard him. Notice his authority in verse 41. Notice his authority in verse 41. Let me get on the right page. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talakuma. According to the Old Testament law, to touch a dead body, this would have meant to be unclean. Hey, this would have given this, the person that was doing the touching, it would have meant defilement for that one. Hey, they just weren't supposed to do that in Old Testament law. It wasn't good for them, and they would have had to go through sacrifices to get clean. Hey, but we see here that instead of death defiling life, we see that life defied death. Hey, instead of the dead corpse corrupting Jesus, we see Jesus controlling and correcting and curing the dead corpse. Hey, the chilly hand of death met up with the blazing glory of Jesus Christ. Hey, and I'm glad it did this morning. That's what happened in my life, friend. Hey, the blazing glory of the Lord Jesus came down to where I was, touched my wicked dead body, and brought me back to life. Look at his authority. The Bible says he touched the dead corpse where nobody else could. The Bible said he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. He became sin without becoming sinful. He took on defiled, corrupt flesh without becoming defiled and corrupt. Hey, he's the only one that's able to take that which is filthy and make it clean. He's the only one that can take that which is dead and make it life. He is the only one that can take darkness and make it light in your life today. Not only the fact that he grabbed her hand, not only the fact that he grabbed her hand, but look at the fashion in which he grabbed it. The Bible says he took her hand. It's a very interesting word. From what I understand, it means to have a firm grip, to grasp hold of. If I'm not mistaken, that talks about a man-sized grip, if you will. It's not as if, Brother Jamie, it's not as if the Lord went over to this little damsel and grabbed her hand as to shake it or to hold it softly. No, he grabs it as if he was going to rip somebody out of the death of sea into life. And that's what he did for this little girl. Hey, the Lord Jesus reached over into the other world, grabbed her hand and ripped her back out. Hey, he reached into death and pulled her into life. Does it sound familiar this morning? Hey, he reached into my sin. He reached into my field. He reached into my wickedness. He reached into my death. He reached into my defilement. He reached into everything and pulled me back into life this morning, and I'm thankful for it. Hey, listen to me this morning. He can take your marriage. He can reach into that marriage and pull it back to life. He can reach that young baby of yours out there in sin. He can reach that one that you never could and pull him into life. That's what he did. He reached into another world and pulled her out. That's what he did to me and you. Hey, we's dead in our trespasses and sins. The Bible says we want nothing but dead corpses walking around. And Jesus came all the way from heaven's portal and came down to where you was and reached into your filth and your sin and pulled you out. He grabbed a little invert boy down there to church yesterday morning. I mean invert as in he won't hardly look at you in the eye. He's all the way back here in the sound booth. But thank God he reached all the way back there, plucked that young sinner out of the depths of hell, and brought him up to an old-fashioned altar and saved that young man by his marvelous grace. And I'm glad he can reach those. Thank God. Not only his authority, not only his authority, look at his affection. Although he grabbed hold of this little girl with purpose and intent,
He grabbed hold of her with authority, as if to rip her out of death. Notice the words that he spoke to her were tender and gentle. The Bible says that the Lord said to her, Talitha kumi. Mark interprets this there for us, which means, little damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Some men say that I've read after a little more literal interpretation would be, little lamb, I say unto thee, arise. Oh my, listen to the tenderness. All the authority of God's heaven in the hands of this man, God named Jesus. But he still spoke with tenderness and affection. I don't know where he came to get you. I don't know where he came to get you, friend. And I'm done after this. I don't know where he came to get you. Hey, but he went all the way down to the sin of addiction to me. He went all the way down there. And he should have said to me, look at you now. Hey, you grew up in church and you knew better. Hey, you ought not be here. And I'm not going to do a thing for you. Hey, but that's not what he said to me this morning. Hey, thank God he grabbed me with authority. But he spoke to me with affection. He told me that he loved me. He still died for me. He put himself on the cross and gave up his life that I might live. Oh, I'm glad he can speak to me. He might not have went with that boy back there and spoke to him the same way. I'm glad he knows how to speak to each and every one of us. He's able to do exactly what we need, exactly when we need it, exactly how we need it done. And I'm thankful. That's it, preacher.